Father Peters is the Oblate missionary who lives at Davis Inlet, halfway up the Labrador coast, or halfway down the Labrador coast, as they say in Newfoundland. Father Peters, how long have you been here now?
Since 6 years, since 55.
And when you when I was travelling up the coast, north to Nain, I visited most of the settlements, I think, on the way. And most of the settlements were peopled by old settlers and Eskimo folks. And here, I believe, they're Indians only, are they?
Yes, only Indians, and a few settlers too. Half settler, half Eskimo. That is rather a question. At old time, when the Indians were living in the country, the Hudson Bay, or even before the Hudson Bay, there was another company, founded a post here in Davis Inlet, to get the fur from the Indians. And at that time, the Indians were living all the time in the country, just came out only once or twice a year with their fur, and they get some stuff, cards, etc., tobacco, to go back in the country. And because of the fact that there was quite a bit of traffic here, the Indians came more and more to the coast, because in fact they are inland people. Actually, they are living in the summertime on the coast and in the wintertime in the country. Besides a few families, old people or sick, etc., or with very young babies, they stay in the neighborhood because of medicine, maybe they get sick or things like that, you see. And then those settlers have opened another thing that is very important to know too. At that time, they got a lot of trout, enormous lot of trout here in Davis Inlet. And it seems it has been one of the best places on all the coast of Labrador for trout.
Is it still?
I think it still is, yeah.
Is the population here fairly constant, or are there less people than there used to be?
There are a few families have left for Northwest River, moved out to Northwest River. And there's another reason for it. Not only the fact that she would be better there, but just she were desperate of the situation here.
Yes. It's obviously a very poor spot, is Davis Inlet, isn't it? It looks so neglected.
It is. And at that time, they have been, by different people, have been tried a few things, quite a few things, to better the situation economically, and with some success. But just in the meantime, when things were going forth and back, the situation was really bad, and in such a desperate space, situation, the Indians left for a few Indians left for Northwest River. But she came, as we say in Dutch, I may say it in Dutch, she came from the drop in the rain, for the simple reason that at Northwest River there's no work either, and there's no food, hardly any food at all. That means food for the Indians, what I call food. Here at least they get, all the summertime they get fresh trout, fresh fish, trout, codfish and salmon, and in the wintertime they get a lot of fresh deer meat. To give one example, I know for 1 year she got for about 130 Indians at that time, she got about 700 deer. And they are allowed to get it.
Yes. Well, tell me, are Indians treated differently by the government? Shall I say that again? Are Eskimos and Indians treated differently by the government?
There's a pretty difficult statement for different reasons. The fact is there that there is something, but to prove it is another question.
Well, in other settlements, I learned that $2,000 a year is paid for the upkeep of the roads, and they were making little paths, and the people were employed at this. Now, did you get the same allowance in Davis Inlet for the Naskopi Indian people?
We never got a single cent yet.
So any path that's made here is entirely their own work and yours?
There is their own work. It's rather, it is my work, and I am begging for it to get the money to get it paid. Because the wharf I built this summer and the road I built this summer is all of my own pocket. And I don't make any money all the year round. The only money I get is from begging outside. I mean, from people help, charity, just pure charity.
Do you mean you don't get a wage?
No, I don't have wages. Nothing at all.
You also live off the land then?
Excuse?
You also live off the land, as the Indians do.
I live off the land, and I'm living from charity, from people outside. I write and ask them for money, and sometimes people are helping different way. For example, incident, to give one example, last time we had here a tourist, a man was fishing. When he left here, he had nothing to do with me specially, but he has seen the situation. He gave me a check of $150.
Well, that's wonderful. You see? Yes.
But if I did not have that, I would not have any money either.
Yes. Well, this seems to me terribly unjust. I have been in other mission stations where there is heat and warmth and comfortable furniture. How many chairs do you have in this building?
In this building, yeah. There are three chairs here in this room. In my room is one. They're all second-hand chairs, charity chairs, you know.
Yes.
That is all what we have in home. I have never been able to buy something. You have always bought, or I have always got stuff from outside, from charity. When things come on here for the missions, people give things away for the mission. Good. When there's, for example, chairs or those things, I receive them so I can put them here in the house. That's the only thing we have.
Mm.
And just the same with painting. This house has not seen any painting since 5 years now. All the paint I have at the moment, I bought a little bit from Montreal because I didn't have money enough, but the rest I got from charity good, from charity too.
Mm. When I asked you about the population here, I was really thinking of the death rate. Does the death rate maintain or keep the population constant? I believe in other places, the medical care and the hospital stations have been able to keep the children alive, where there might be 10 children born in a family, two might survive. Now, the nurse, Joan Stedman, who was at Nain, told me that the last five children born to a woman had all survived. Of the previous 10, two had lived.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
There, the population is increasing.
Yeah.
Does the situation seem the same here or not?
In fact, the population is increasing since 56. Before, the time was just about the same, because it lost quite a few babies. And now since 56, I am taking care for people because nobody else here, and medical care too. And we have been able to save a lot of babies. And incidentally, for example, I have been out once in the fall, if I remember well, 48 or 47, I don't remember offhand. And that fall I was out from beginning of October to the end of January. And in those few months, we lost 9 babies. And in all the 6 years together I have been here on the place, I have seen dying only 5. That means that I was on the place and I was attending the baby, but I couldn't help anymore. Probably would have died in the hospital anyway. One baby, for example, with gastroenteritis, just lived 4 hours. The first symptoms appeared and 4 hours later was dead. Now good, in the hospital,
Yes.
But it means even with little things and with a little, not with little medical care, because when it goes about babies, I am extremely careful, but with little medical knowledge, and you can do a lot, can save a lot. And in fact, we have only last winter we lost one baby, just another thing at the time too, I wasn't here.
Mm. Now, with these other missions and schools and hospitals and stores that are operating under the Department of Northern Labrador Affairs, Division of Northern Labrador Affairs, I believe, there is employment for these people, and the $2,000 that was allotted for the roads was paid, I believe, in most of the places, as a flat wage rate of $1 an hour. Now, this means there's money going into the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what money comes into these people here?
Here comes no money in, then only the money, with relief.
Say that again, please.
Relief. And for the rest comes no money in at all. Unless it is the money that we get from outside, and if the mission gets some money, we can make Indians working. That means they get money, and then for that money they can buy food from the store, or they can somehow buy things from me. Once in a while they can order things from catalog, from Eaton or other things, you know, when they like, if they have the money. But you understand, if I am living from charity, I cannot pay big wages.
No.
Eh?
Well, what stores do you have here? There's this building, which is a wooden building.
Yeah.
The mission.
Yeah.
Now, what else have you in Davis Inlet?
There is the D&L store, and that's about all. That means there's houses.
Yes.
Here's just in the neighborhood of Davis Inlet, 12 miles from here, as there are living a few settlers. They have two houses too, but that's all.
I notice the people live in tents, and some of these are on what is obviously wooden foundation.
Yes.
And little platforms that yes. might have been houses. Now, what's the story behind that then?
The story behind it is that we tried at that time to build houses. And then for different reasons, we could not go on with the work again. Then we ran out of lumber. And at the moment, this summer, I may be able to start one. The foundation is still there.
The floor and the ribs
yeah.
of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was a tent parked right in
yeah,
the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle, yes. That is easy to keep clean, you see,
yes.
and to keep dry. But if at all possible, I will start that house this summer.
Yes. It seems that the people here are much more reserved. I don't know if this is the Indian characteristic, but do you think there's a deeper reason for this reservation? They don't smile when they come aboard the ship or hold out their hand.
Oh, yes. Oh, they can smile all right once
yes.
you know them.
Yes.
But the fact is there, I think there is something from the real old time, and people who have been long time here on the coast will probably agree, that in old time the Indians have been treated not as human beings. In old time, I mean.
Mm.
How long ago, that's hard to say. But since only a few years they have had the help from the D&L, a real help, and from the government, more or less, but still that old-time idea is there. And unless you are really becoming, if I may say that way, an Indian, you don't get a smile from them. But then once you are with them, means they can really smile and they can all be happy and making fun at everybody, see. Just the same as in the store, when, for example, a storekeeper's in the store and he does something they don't like or whatever, no, they have a big laugh at it, you know. And if he makes a false step on the stairs to go down or up, you know, they have all a big laugh. And he tumbles in the water, they laugh all. Still for a couple of weeks, they have fun about that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is there, when Indians come among white people and they don't speak English, besides mm-hmm. a few here, but they are somewhat strange.
Yes.
Strangers between among white people. That's mm-hmm. one of the reasons too, is to keep somewhat away from us.
Mm. Well, is there any schooling here?
Incidentally, I'm the teacher here, but not. I cannot do it at the moment for the same reason, I don't have the time.
Mm. So the children of these Naskopi Indians are getting no education, apart from what you teach them?
Nothing at all, besides what I can give them here.
Well, I'm rather curious about this, because the Department of Northern Affairs, or the Division of Northern Affairs in the Department of Citizenship and Immigration
mm-hmm.
seems to have a lively program in other parts of Canada. Now, how is it that they're not active on the Labrador coast?
Mm. Yeah, there are financial reasons behind and political reasons. But now to state what exactly the reason is, most is politics. One thing is sure, that we have tried to build up a good school and dormitory in Northwest River, so that the children from here could go to Northwest River too for school in wintertime and come back in summertime for holidays. See? And they have a school, but I don't know for what reason they have never tried yet to build a dormitory. That means we cannot send the children unless there's a place for them to stay. See? And that is what we plan to do, but up to now have not been able to realize it.
This is because you have no money. Is it?
We don't have money,
no.
And the government doesn't provide. No. Yeah, which government doesn't know, another question, you see? Because everything what comes to Labrador comes through the government of Newfoundland.
Mm.
Even if it comes from the federal.
If, pardon?
Even if it comes from the federal government,
yes.
It comes through the government of Newfoundland.
Yes.
And if so much money is, for example, given to the Newfoundland government for that and that purpose, and yeah, if you check later on things, then finally you ask, where has the money gone?
Mm.
But I say again that there's no proof.
Mm. Is this a reservation?
No, it's no reservation in Newfoundland. And a good thing.
Yes.
A good thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thanks, God. No reservation.
Mm. Is there anything else that I haven't had time to observe that would be of interest doing?
I don't know.
Oh, have we made our points?
No, I have not any special points. Mm. For example, what I have been trying to do the last special and last years, I have been especially been caring for children, babies. Mm. Because in the past they have died a lot of times, and I made a special care for the babies, to look after the babies, and whenever I have the chance to see them, call the mother in, ask them what she give the babies, how they feed them, what they do, etc. Provide them with vitamins, for example, for the babies, and concentrated orange juice, all things given by the government for the babies, you see. And in fact, I have to look more after the babies than the people, because they don't know what to give and how to give, so I have to call them in. I ask them and I tell them, do you give, for example, this, the vitamins, or do you give concentrated orange juice, or do you give goat liver oil, and all those things. And when to change food, for example, even if you see a baby for 6 months old who is still living only on mother milk is all right, but it's not enough at that age, you see. So they have to go gradually over to solid food.
You're teaching them to wean their children.
Yeah, in fact, I do. Yeah.